Howdy, everybody. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja. We are doing an evening call on this glorious day, November 17th, 2009. Roger, you got that dang recording thing working?
It is working, finally.
All right. Don't make me come over there and take a knot in your head.
This computer's been giving me fits today. Taking forever to load up.
Dang computing devices. Ain't doing no recording like they're supposed to.
I told my buddy earlier, I'm getting a Mac the next time, so I'll be on board with you there.
Goodness gracious. It'll be nice to have you step on up to the Mac land.
Right. I have to do
well,
it.
All right. We're doing an evening version. Let's get right down to business so I can tuck the kids in. You know what I'm saying?
Heard that.
Rugrats. After they get done with their chores, milking the cows and stuff, you know. Looks funny driving cattle through Southern California towns. So, I got us some things to talk about today, so you be ready. But, you know, first of all, we need our definition, because I did already have me a Bud Light. They're not our sponsor yet, so I'll say I had an adult beverage in a cold can. Wait for them to sponsor us. But beer is the word. And that's a verb. It's to express one's desire to remain at a specific location, usually during intoxication. I give you an example of how it's used. Just like the spelling bees. Can you use it in a sentence? History of origin. Country of origin. I'll beer till 10, then I gotta get home.
Yep. Probably said that myself. Heard it plenty of times.
All right. So I don't know what you got in your stack of stuff, but I want to talk about today two things. And I'll explain the second by giving you the first. Is you ready?
I'm ready.
Today we're going to talk about how YouTube helped me show gay porn to my church.
Nice. Very nice. That ought to be a good story.
Now, we're going to talk about YouTube and videos and whatnot. So that's a little social media right there. And we're also going to talk about the importance of a good headline. Because the original title was going to be How to Disable the Related Video Feature in YouTube.
Okay.
Which one do you think more people will read?
The gay porn to the church.
I've already got people on Facebook going, what? I'm like, read. I'm like, read. Oh, no, I got to get over this cough. I'm like, read the article. So here's what happened. I'm helping my church sell Christmas trees, okay? There's a guy at the church. His family's been in the Christmas tree business for like 20 years. And so they're getting us quality trees at a discount delivered straight to the church every week. People can come in and pick them up. And he asked me for so we were talking about it. I said, hey, I can help you build a little website. We can use my my Infusionsoft application, even my my merchant account. I'll process everything. You'll get a report every day. And I'll just cut you a check every week for the difference.
Right.
And he's, it'd be so great if you could. And, you know, so I just went to Jimdo, so J-I-M-D-O. Y'all can create a free website there. And it's got the Jimdo extension in it, just like a free WordPress account does, right?
Right.
But if you buy your domain through Jimdo and buy a year's worth of hosting, you get it all for $60. So you get your domain name and a year of hosting. And a point-and-click kind of website creation for $60. And it's a pretty good little tool. Okay, I've built several sites on it, and it's got some SEO capabilities built in. I mean, you can create the titles, the descriptions, the meta tags. You know, you can describe your embedded photos, put in YouTube videos. Okay, so it's a pretty good little system, especially for somebody just getting started. I highly recommend it, especially those doing some nonprofit type work like this. So So I created it and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we have a little video, little YouTube, hey, welcome everybody, you know, thanks for checking us out. You know, be sure to, you know, buy the poinsettias as well. We got Christmas tree stands and, you know, all the money stays right here in the church and the community and, you know, and you get a discount. So I made the video, uploaded it to YouTube, grabbed the embed code, threw it right in there. Boom, worked like a charm. Well, at the end, so here I went through on this video and I gave it a good title, you know, St. Martha's Catholic Church, Christmas tree sale. Yeah, I mean, I put everything in there. I put the description in. I put the tags in for Christmas tree and all this. But here's the kicker. YouTube has only a handful of categories that you can choose from a drop-down. So one of them was nonprofit. So I selected nonprofit. However, it says nonprofit and activism. WTF, YouTube. Why is activism part of nonprofit? Okay. So then by default, when your video gets done playing, it shows similar or related videos.
Right.
Now, that's okay. People are doing searches. If, you know, if you tag your videos right, categorize them right, then and people see, watch, maybe somebody's bigger than you, maybe your video gets shown with it, you get found. Okay, cool. Here's the problem, though. You picked the wrong category, like I just learned. The related videos were all related to activism, okay? It was all gay rights activism, and it was all rather interesting videos about homosexuality. Now, not passing judgment either way on good old homosexuality. I'll save that for another blog I've got. Suffice it to say, it's not appropriate, these videos, for a Christmas tree sale site at a church. So I get a call from this guy that I'm helping out today, and he says, why is there gay stuff all over our website? I thought he was joking. Like, what are you talking about? We've got our Christmas tree site, and there's gay stuff all over it. I'm like, uh-oh. What you talking about, Willis? You know? So, no good deed goes unpunished, right? So I go and look, and there it is, the related video. So I knew you could disable it, but I wasn't that concerned about it, right? I'm like, okay,
right.
I've got this thing tagged, right? It's in the title. But that category. So I had to change the category to people and blogs. Okay. But the other thing too, though, and it's important. It's important to learn here and on your website. You know, like we have some landing pages that are just that. It's a landing page with nowhere to navigate away from. You know, you either buy or die, they call it. And you want people to focus. So, same thing here. You may not want people to see related videos, and you want them to focus on the mission at hand. And so there's a little hack, okay, and I put it on my website today. I wrote about this. It's on my blog. Just do a search on thesaleswhisperer.com for gay porn. It'll be the only one that pops up with that title. but I've got the hack in there, and the hack is you add the ampersand, right, the and sign.
Right.
So you add and, R-E-L equals zero. To the end of the embed SRC URL. So when you look at a YouTube video, you have the URL, and they also give you the HTML, the embed code for HTML. So you can use either one to have the video show up on your site. So you grab the embed code, you go into your WordPress blog, go into the HTML, boom, you just plunk it right in, scribble through, look through about the third line, fourth line, find the SRC, and it even says it, embed SRC equals, you know, quotation, HTTP, yada, yada. So at the end of that, you put it in, and boom, works like magic. As soon as the video is done, it's done. It just goes black, other videos.
Right.
Okay. So doesn't take long to figure that out, put it right in. You know, so now doesn't even matter what your category is, people won't see things you don't want them to see on your site. You know, so I spent a little time today covering, should I say, covering that up, fixing that mistake, and cleaning it up, and then blogging about it. So we'll see what kind of reaction this gets, because I just finished this maybe 2 hours ago.
That's a cool tip, though. I mean, that's something that you need to know, especially if you're in that type of situation to where you don't want something coming up that you don't want the mystery video coming up immediately after your video shows, especially if you're promoting a product or a service or something like that.
And right.
You could, just like in your situation, Wes, I mean, you get yourself into some soup pretty quick over the mystery video showing, and you get a phone call from somebody that's ready to undress you for something you don't even know about. That's, that can't be good.
No.
So that is
it's true. You got to think of what you want done. You know, what actions do you want your people to take when they come to your website? And, you know, you got to keep them focused.
Right. And that's
right
going
to
definitely distract.
Yeah.
That's going to distract somebody real quick.
Hey, what in the heck's going on here?
All right, I got something good for some people out there, and this is on Social Media Examiner, a post from Naomi Trower. She's talking about 5 ways to promote your Facebook page. And the first thing she asks in here is, why do you need a Facebook fan page in the first place? Well, here's why. Facebook has an Alexa ranking of 2. If you're not familiar with Alexa, that ranks websites from 1 to 1 trillion, or however many there are out there, in terms of traffic. The lower the number, the more traffic you get. Well, Facebook is number 2. So guess who's number 1? Google. So if you can get eyeballs onto your site or onto something that you're promoting, such as a fan page on Facebook, since Facebook's already got a ton of traffic coming to it, good way to get in front of people. So she talks about 5 ways to grow your Facebook fan page. And number 1 is invite people from your Facebook friend list. That's an obvious suggestion. Number 2 is find people with Facebook search. Number 3 is attract people with Facebook social ads. Number 4 is Facebook fan page Twitter app. And number 5 is Facebook fan box widget. So I think on these Facebook ads, right now their ads are pretty reasonable. And I mean, if people are already on Facebook, it makes sense that they might go to something else on Facebook as opposed to leaving Facebook to go to another site.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook ads would do pretty good for promoting a fan page, whereas I tried Facebook ads before for a freebie, a lead magnet. Didn't do a whole lot for me. Didn't get a whole lot of traffic. Didn't get a whole lot of people opting in. I think maybe I had 3 or 4 people opt in from the ad.
Right.
So that the ad didn't do a whole lot for that. But I can see how it would work very well for a fan page or a group.
Right.
If you want to add people to your Facebook group, that's another way that you can get people into your little community and build that camaraderie and so forth. But I figure since you've got your Sales Whisper fan page, this might be applicable to the old Whisper there.
Yeah,
some of
that's
these
good.
Tips.
Yeah.
You've got the old Facebook fan page Twitter app, correct?
Well, I've done a couple of things. You know, remember I put that little flow chart that I taught. I have my Ping FM update my Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. So same functionality. I have it go from Hootsuite to Twitter, but also Hootsuite to Ping, and then Ping down to everything else.
Right.
So it's kind of made a conscious effort on how I want things going out. So rather than go straight to my fan page and do an update, I'll do an update through Hootsuite and let it propagate. And then like when I do a blog post, it goes through Feedburner to Hootsuite to Ping to my fan page. And so the blog is imported as a note, which then updates my profile.
Very cool. But I think that's something else with a fan page, and I think you've probably found this out as well, is if you're going to have a fan page, you need to update it semi-regular so people will engage with the fan page instead of just putting up a fan page and just letting it sit there and you don't really do a whole lot with it. At least have something up there that people can go check out on a regular basis, or you know, if they just want to stop in once a month, you got something there for them to look at, something they may want to comment on, or maybe something they may want to reach out to other people or whatever it may be.
Right.
It's all about the engagement.
Yeah. True.
So that is one of the posts from Social Media Examiner. Let me go back out here and see if we've got anything else of interest today. We talked about Avaya's $250,000 sale yesterday, and that's the next post. So we've, and then I think we also talked about Social Media Monitoring 101. My boy Jason Falls has a post on there, and this was from last week. And starts it off with social media monitoring is listening. And we tied that in with Avaya's $250,000 sale that primarily came because of listening. So we've touched on a lot of the stuff that is on old Social Media Examiner of late. Let's look at social media today. Been watching my boys play basketball, so I don't have my full list of things and topics to talk about today like I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, 1-30, it's all good.
I
1-30, and I'm still not happy with it.
I see how you are.
Here is one from, this is from the categories of surveys and research. Study confirms U.S. dominance of Twitter. Well, I think it's pretty clear that the United States is taking the lead in terms of number of people who tweet. But I've mentioned on the podcast before and also in some webinars that I've connected with people from Australia, from even Africa, New Zealand, I mean, all over the world, and it's Canada. I mean, that's so other countries are involved as well, so don't let the, just because the stats say that the U.S. is the leader, think that there aren't other countries getting involved, because I know I've connected with quite a few people that are in foreign countries and didn't even realize it until after we've had several conversations and I go to look, because I'm a night owl, so I'm up very late, and I'll see people tweeting good morning or something along that, or some people are saying good night when it's morning here, and I'm thinking, well, where the heck are these people, you know? Like with you, Wes, I might see a good morning at 11 o'clock here. Well, it's kind of rare to see good morning at 10 o'clock at night, so one of those deals that not just people in the United States, but it says 62% of the users are in the U.S. with, get this drop off, 62% of users in the U.S., U.K. is next with 8%. Canada has 5%, and Australia has 3%. Funny that those are the places that I have other people I'm connected with, but I've got, you know, people all over the place. It's kind of funny to see that, you know, United States is so far ahead of everybody else with that, but that's kind of usual because we're a tech.
So is that just for Facebook or social media in general, or what?
No, just for Twitter.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I mean we're pretty technologically
advanced. Companies still don't quite understand what to do with this thing.
No, I think that's very true. That's the next step is just because people are starting to jump on in droves. Doesn't mean they necessarily know how to use it or how to use it to grow their business. And I think that
right. We
hammered the Perry Belcher thing last week very hard. But I think that is – people are looking for guidance on how to use this to grow a business, not necessarily to win a popularity contest. And his product seemed to be angled more at the popularity contest, along with another certain female who will remain nameless. Her product is very aimed at winning the popularity contest because – they haven't grown a business through social media. I think somebody that would be good to listen to is case studies like this Avaya $250,000 sale. You can learn a lot from reading that case study. And the take-home message is clearly listen first, talk second, see what your market is talking about, and engage them when it's appropriate as opposed to just blasting your message.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a little tool today that may interest people. Let me dig this sucker up so that way I can give the address out. This is something that may interest our audience. It is tweetlevel.edelman, which is edelman.com. You can go in there, put in your Twitter username, and it will give you a Twitter influence score. And this is based on your popularity, how much you engage with others, and how much trust you have built, which usually if people retweet your post, that's a sign of trust. If they, you know, sneeze what you say, then obviously they trust you. Engagement is how many conversations back and forth you have. And it's not your typical 100-point scale. In fact, I think it might be more like a 50-point scale because the top users aren't really let me go ahead and see what the top users' score happens to be. Oh, no, take that back. It is a 1 to 100 score because Mashable has the top score with a 90.3, and then Ashton Kutcher is second. He's also a 90.3, so they're duking it out there.
Good old Ashton. Gotta love him.
But you can see, if you take a look at some of the scores here, Mashable has a popularity score of 93.1, but an engagement score of only 15.9. But he has a 95.1 trust factor. Ashton, which it's kind of funny that he ranks under Mashable, or he's tied with him, because he's got a 98.5 on popularity, a 55.2 on engagement, and a 97.4 on trust. So it would seem to me that the algorithm would rank him a little higher on the influence score than it does, but I don't know what the algorithm is, don't really care. It's just one of those neat, interesting rankings where you can go and see how you compare with some of the other fish that are out there, so to speak.
Yeah, the big thing, you know, just get noticed, you know. Put out good content. Put out something that ruffles a few feathers. I bet I'm going to get a few people saying, I don't appreciate this gay porn post.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, along with that, we've got a guy we both know that we've done some work with and partnered with on some things, but he made the statement that GoDaddy's Super Bowl commercials ruffled his feathers. So he dropped all of his domains from GoDaddy, and now he's going through a different domain registrar and a different hosting company. Well, that is the type of stuff you want people either on board or off board. These
right.
people that are tire kickers and just browsers and things of that nature – if you're not doing something to either piss them off or really make them happy, you're not going to make a sale out of that. I mean, if somebody doesn't want to do business with you because you ruffled their feathers, good. That's doing you a favor. You don't have to worry about wasting resources to try to attract that person. They've already made the decision that, hey, you're not my cup of tea, which that's fine. Nobody's going to be everybody's cup of tea. Like I like to say, everybody is never a prospect, but somebody sometimes is.
Yep.
So go out and find the somebodies that sometimes are prospects as opposed to trying to go after everybody. And it's
right.
one of the things that I mentioned in my List Samurai training in the opening strategy session, which I got done today, thank God. It's an hour and 28 minutes, believe it or not. But I mentioned the fact that a lot of prospects, when I go talk to them in our initial consultation or meeting or get to know one another endeavor, I always start off with, you know, who's your ideal prospect? And when they come back to me with, well, really, Roger, it's everybody. You haven't done your homework. You haven't done your research. You haven't done the due diligence on your market. Because if you really think everybody is a prospect, you're not zeroing in tight enough. You're going to end up wasting a lot of resources chasing after everybody when everybody is never going to be a prospect. So I always try to get people over that hurdle of, well, everybody's a prospect. It's just like some of the stuff we're doing, Wes. I mean, we know going into it that every small business owner is not a prospect for us. A, they may not have the money to pay us. B, they may not be looking to do social media type stuff or even build a list. So those type of prospects are not going to be good for us in terms of, you know, a long-term relationship, things of that nature, especially if somebody can't pay us. We know going into that, that ain't going to work because we need to get paid too.
You know, who's that guy when you were out here for Marketing Success Live? Who's that dude we were watching on YouTube? Do you remember that preacher?
Oh yeah, yeah. I still got, well, I got that bookmarked.
What was the, what was he saying?
Gotta rise up.
I'm gonna rise up. That's right. So I just got a link here on Facebook. I guess he's being shut down.
Is he really?
They're saying because he's talking bad about the president, so they're coming for him. He says, this is his last blast on YouTube.
Really?
This dude, this guy has had just this one video, 2,200 views, and it just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to rise up. I mean, look at him. So what kind of views does this guy have? 984, 31,000, 7,000, 4,800.
Yeah, I've got the video right here. It's if anybody wants to go look at it, it is hilarious. But
Adla,
I mean,
Adla, yeah, Worldwide, ATLAH.
But if you want to go straight to the video, if you go to la-gun.com/Manning, you'll see the video we're talking about.
People are going to rise up.
Yeah, the video is hilarious, and I don't.
But
whether you come out on the positive on Obama or negative, it just—it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
But this guy has had his channel on YouTube has had 1,278,491 views.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So people want to know what's the power of social media.
Right.
I mean, now this is semi-professionally done, right? I say semi because I mean he's not like in a green screen or something. He's got a professional microphone. He's got headsets on. And it's, you know, it's a quality audio, quality video, but it just shows. I mean, somebody with a message,
right,
that resonates. I mean, this guy, I assure you, he would have 1.2 million views if he just sat in front of his PC and recorded in a grainy video, but with good audio.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows the power of the message, right?
Yeah, he's controversial.
Let this guy you and I had never heard of before,
right,
get 1.2 million views. So his message is getting out.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have ever known who he was. I mean, you had the video going, and we were all laughing at it. But at the same time, it got everybody, all of us out there, we all watched it individually. I came home, bookmarked it. I've watched it a couple times since then. And he's controversial. I mean, but he's thought about his message and everything else, but he does. He has a powerful message, whether you agree with it or not. I mean, you pay attention,
mm-hmm,
and there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, 1.2 million views, I mean, that's...
Yeah, you watch. So let's see. So today's November 16th. 7th. What's today?
17th.
Good grief. Day I'm on. I'm going to rise up and fix me a calendar on my wall, baby. The sales reverend's coming for you. So I don't know if he's not going to broadcast at all. So they're saying YouTube took down all the Atla videos about Obama except one. So people are commenting on this like crazy now. So let's see what happens. So some people are saying it's a shame to leave YouTube. You'll be missed here for sure. So I don't know if he's protesting the removal of anything he's saying about Obama. So therefore, he's taking his own videos off. So let's see. We'll track this in the next few days, week or so, and see what happens. So 1.278491 million views. We'll see what happens.
I bet it makes you more popular. Yeah.
I
bet it makes him a lot more popular.
Yeah, dude. Censorship does not cut it, okay? So folks listening out there in southern social media land, you know, if somebody's saying something bad about you, whether you've earned it or not, don't bury it, okay? Address
right.
it. You know, if it's not true, address it. If it is true, apologize and address it and move on, and it'll get buried, okay?
Right.
It'll just go away.
Yeah, the more
you try to
suppress it, the more people are going to try to.
Yeah.
They're going to try to get at it.
Yep. This nation was not built on a bunch of wimps,
right?
You know, and so you try to hide something, You see it all the time. I mean, you know, I've got six kids, right? But, I mean, we're all kids. We remember growing up, remember getting our backsides tanned, worse for lying than for whatever it was we did.
Right.
Okay, and that's the biggest disappointment I have with my kids, if they try to lie about something.
Right.
You know, uh-uh, that ain't going to cut it. So it's human nature. Don't lie, you know. Get this stuff cleaned up if you've got some cockroaches in your house, because the cockroaches are going to lay eggs and they're going to rise up, brother. They're rising up and they ain't going to have it no more. You hear me? Amen. All right. Well, I got to tuck me in some kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, six of them.
I got to tuck them in. Go goof off.
Well, tomorrow we'll talk about, I'll leave this little thing up on my browser, but we can talk about 15 ways PR agencies can help companies with social media. I think that'd be a good topic to discuss.
15 ways to lose your lover.
Yeah.
Get on the bus, Gus.
We bag on, you know, advertising agencies and PR agencies because a lot of them are still late to the game and they haven't figured out how to monetize it for themselves. But there are some, don't let us make you think that none of them can help you, because some of them have figured this out. I mean, we've got one here locally in town, and I'll give a shout-out to Jason Falls because he's led the push with that, with Doe Anderson. They're a local advertising agency, and it's largely because Jason has got the ball rolling, and he's told them, hey, look, if you're going to do this, you need to do it the right way, and he's helped them figure out what the right way is. But that's the exception more than the rule, so we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So Obama came out with his plan for Afghanistan. Did you hear about it?
No.
It's a 500-man elite fighting unit called the United States Redneck Special Forces. They dropped them off in Iraq or in Afghanistan. They said, here's the deal with the terrorists, boys. The season opened today. There's no limit. They taste just like chicken. They don't like beer, pickups, country music, or Jesus, and they are directly responsible for the death of Dale Earnhardt. They expect the problem to be solved by Friday.
It should be, if not by Wednesday. Guaranteed.
Oh, man. Well, all right. So our little commercial ad, huh? Check out thesaleswhisperer.com, baby, and join the Social Media Mondays. We're going live. We're going to talk about what ails you in the world of social media, and we're going to fix it. You know what I'm saying? We're fixing to fix it.
I hear that.
Join on in. $47 a month is all it costs.
Right.
What's your hot ticket today?
Well, I've been working on my List Samurai program, and I've got three videos completed and uploaded, ready to go, of the 7-day course that's also 7 days to show you how to build a list of 1,000 leads in just a week. And I've got 10 bonuses uploaded, ready to go. And I've got the videos uploaded. It's just a matter of coordinating them with the pages and getting all of that synchronized with the autoresponder. So this thing is going to launch this week. I've set myself a deadline. I'm going to get done with it. And like I said earlier, the first video, the strategy video, is an hour and 28 minutes. But that's because you've got to get a solid strategy and a solid foundation before you can really build a list of qualified leads. You can get in on that at listsamurai.com. It's a free ebook there. I don't know how long I'm going to keep this particular version of the ebook free, because it is 125 pages and it's very much a how-to ebook. It's not one of those fluffy 20-point type, double-spaced, 125-page ebooks to make it look like I'm just a prolific writer. It's 125 pages of 11-point type. Yeah, there are a few pictures mixed in to show you how to do stuff step by step, but it ain't no fluff. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
ListSamurai.com. Go to get that.
Very nice. So
yeah, people need to check out your blog to see the redesign and process here. This thing's looking hot.
I know. I tell you, man, what an ordeal. Constantly checking links and, you know, maybe we'll talk about WordPress a little bit tomorrow, but
that could be a whole hour.
Well, it breaks your code, you know, on your forms, but, you know, you can work around it, but man. So, ain't nothing perfect. WordPress is pretty damn close to it, but oh well. Remind me, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But
all right.
Let's wrap this puppy up. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, calling it a day. You know, have
talk
a great
to you guys tomorrow.
Morning, day, evening.